You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Rebecca Moradoglu, an executive professional, business owner, coach, and author. As a coach, she offers personal development workshops, speaking engagements, and shows people how to apply her 5 points of Shiro leadership principles to improve their lives and businesses. Rebecca, thanks for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you very much for this great opportunity. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So, Rebecca, can you tell us about yourself and your background? You do have definitely a unique background.
Sure. I'll give you a little bit of a personal background in a sense so you can get a sense of where Shiro comes from. I was born in Germany. I have lived in Iran. I have lived in England. And now I call Canada home. So there's that multicultural background of being raised with diverse people from different nationalities, from different religions, etc. In terms of business, I have over 18 years experience as an executive and as an entrepreneur. So I absolutely understand the concept of the bottom line, and that's what most people are striving for. In terms of academics, I have a BA in poli-sci. I am certified in human resources management, and I'm also certified as a solution-focused coach. What I bring to the table is a passion for people of all cultural backgrounds and denominations, and I really believe in leadership without borders. So that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Fantastic. So what is the concept of Shiro, and what does the acronym stand for?
Well, the concept is, as you mentioned earlier, it's a leadership concept. It's a personal development concept. The acronym stands for living your life and leading your life empowered in the states of spirituality, humanity, enlightenment, responsibility, and opportunity. And as I mentioned before, so all those make up Shiro. And as I mentioned before, it is all inclusive. It brings together everybody, no matter what the nation, what the culture, what the race, what the gender, what the age. And it's a concept that applies to whether you're a soccer mom or you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
When and how did you come up with this concept? I'm sure the listeners are curious.
Oh, well, actually, it's a very interesting story because Shiro, for many people in the States, they may have heard it as like an urban kind of dictionary in the sense that it is a female hero. And I had heard Oprah use it in the late 90s as such, and it kind of resonated with me, but I realized it's something more than just a female concept. It's more than a female hero concept. So I kind of let it brew within me, but I liked it so much so that I went and incorporated a company under that name, but I let it sit for a while. And what was happening in between 2000 and 2010 for me was I was, as I mentioned earlier, I was an executive in the marine industry, and I was always mulling around this concept of Shiro. What does it mean? What does it really mean? And the story of the book basically shows the evolution of a character who's gone from a sheep state, a very disengaged state where they've kind of apathetic, they've given up on the save the world, they've given up on the business concept of the world, and they've and evolving into something that is a Shiro state. And as I was mulling through thinking about Shiro, it was like, what are the 5 basic components that get people motivated, whether in business or in their personal life? And that's when I literally put pen to paper and I go, wait a minute, spirituality, humanity, enlightenment, responsibility, and opportunity. These are concepts that are just as real in your personal as they are in a business environment.
Today, we're joined by Rebecca Moradoglu, an executive professional business owner, coach, and author here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What are some examples of Shiro in action and when someone can use Shiro when facing a difficulty?
Well, that's actually an excellent question, Eric, and I can tell you my second book has got volumes written on that, but because we're dealing with, we're speaking in an entrepreneur kind of environment right now, like I said, Shiro is something that can be catered to soccer moms or to entrepreneurs. So in the context of entrepreneurs, I can just break it down for each five component, and starting with spirituality. My concept of spirituality isn't about religion. When it comes to business, it's about having employees that feel that they're connected to the corporation that they're working for. It means that they feel like they have a meaning. They're not just a number. In fact, there was an MIT study done recently that showed that people want to have a notion that they're contributing to something and they're belonging to something. So that means that the company needs to know clearly what its mission statements are, what its vision statements are, because if an employee feels connected, they go above and beyond what is expected of them, because it's not just about money. And this is interesting because this MIT study put years and years of research, and economists were actually doing this study, and they were shocked to find that it's not, money is not just the only motivator. And when I speak about humanity, we're talking about giving back to the community, giving back to the business community, whether you're being a mentor or whether you're giving your time, and understanding the notion that gone are the days of what's in it for me. Business isn't just about win-lose. It has to be win-win. The notion of one person loses whether the other one wins is obsolete, right? And then most people ask me, well, why should we do this? What's the return on investment in this? And the reason being is that, honestly, it's about our own physiology. When you're stressed out, you pump cortisol into your system. But when you're in a giving mode, when you're feeling like you're contributing, you're pumping serotonin into your system. So basically, it's about controlling your stress levels and having a much more fulfilling life. So that's humanity. In terms of enlightenment, we know that in business, if you don't grow your business, you die. And that concept is that education does not stop at the high school level, at the college level, or whatever certificates that you go after or whatnot. It means that it's a constant upgrading of your skills. If there's a place in life that you're not at the moment, there's something you don't know. One book can save 5 years of your life. Right? It's a constant evolving, constant growing, constant moving beyond the safety of the harbor in terms of knowledge. In terms of responsibility, we have certain things happen to us in life, but the decision of how we react to these things are completely up to us. So if a contract doesn't go as planned or an employee doesn't show up to work or whatnot, we can choose to brood over it the whole day and get negative about it, or we can think about different ways of reacting to it in a way that benefits us to look for other strategies, look for other opportunities. So the premise being is that if things don't happen the way you want, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and carry on. Basically, keep moving forward. And last but not least, we're talking about opportunity. If you focus on opportunities that have been lost, you won't see the opportunities that are presenting to you in front of your face right now. So the point is to be constantly looking for things beyond the comfort of your safety zone. And one thing I have to address is all these five points are undermined by our belief systems. There are belief systems that build. There are belief systems that destroy. So we have to be in constant check on a day-to-day basis to see that what are the belief systems that we have. Are they making us move forward, or are they hindering our strength and our growth? So basically, that's Shiro in a nutshell, S-H-E-R-O.
Well, tell me, why is this concept important? And obviously, there are tons of leadership acronyms and steps out there. Of course, we hear quite a few of them on the e-podcast network. What makes this different?
Well, and that's a great point. You're absolutely right. There are tons of great books out there, absolutely. And when I speak to people in speaking engagements or in workshop facilitation or coaching that I do, it's not that this is a new concept in the sense that spirituality is not a new concept. Humanity is not a new concept. But what I've done is I've taken five principles that have a huge umbrella that you can put many things underneath, but I've made it in such a point that you can actually think Shiro and you can anchor it within yourself in such a way that you can actually snap yourself into a Shiro state. When you're in a position where you're feeling down, when you're in a position where you're feeling like money's not coming in or whatever, you can say, oh, okay, what was it that she was talking about? Shiro, Shiro. Oh, yeah, opportunity. Oh, yeah. Like, you can literally put yourself into that state. The other thing, why Shiro, is because it's an all-inclusive concept, and that's what I'm really passionate about, because it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what your past is. this is something that actually unites us, and it doesn't do the us versus them game, which is a very destructive game, especially in this society, because we are so connected, whether it's through Facebook or whatever social media means there are, that one thing we say on this side of the world is resonated on the other side. So this is something that brings all of us together, and it engages us so we become empowered and we feel that we have a purpose in this life and there is a reason for our existence, as opposed to passively leading our lives like sheep and having somebody else direct our life's direction.
So tell our listeners where they can get more information and also be in touch with you online.
Absolutely. My website is www.iamshero.com, and that's I-A-M-S-H-E-R-O.com. They can get in touch with me personally at rebecca@iamshero.com. I can't stress enough the importance of coaching, because this is something that Fortune 500 companies are going after. These are something, this Olympic gold medalists have coaches, Academy Award winners have coaches. It's something that's absolutely necessary if you want to get to a place that you're not at the moment. There is my Twitter feed, there is my Facebook, there is LinkedIn and YouTube, and they're all under I Am Shiro as the username. So there's tons of information, tons of resources. There's going to be tons of book reviews in the future. The blog is active under I Am Shiro, and every day there's something new about positivity. And in fact, this month of July I have coined as the month of positivity, and every day on my Facebook page there's something new that gets people to think beyond their limited belief systems and check in on their day-to-day negative thoughts as if somebody had a camera on them and they were watching them like a reality show. The things that you say to yourself or the things that you think about others, is that something that you would want the rest of the world to hear if they had a microphone to you? So it's like checking in on yourself, whether it's in business or your personal life. And the beauty is that once you make changes within yourself, it has a positive rippling effect on your immediate family, on your coworkers, in business, in everything. And at the end of the day, it does affect the bottom line. You'll be amazed at what happens. Put investment in yourself in this way, and what happens to the bottom line in business.
It's been great to have you on the show, Rebecca. She is Rebecca Moradoglu, an executive professional, business owner, coach, and author. And you can be in contact with her and also check out her services and tap into her coaching at iamshiro.com. Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.